So what does the New York Times do after William Blum passes away? They run a headline, and you know you've had a good career. You know your career has been worth something, that it's rattled the establishment enough that the New York Times would smear you in the headline of your obituary. And basically, this is the New York Times headline, which was published on the 11th, I believe, of December. And imagine this: William Blum, U.S. policy critic, cited by bin Laden, dies at 85. So that's what they want you to remember him by, which was the fact that he was cited by Osama bin Laden in a speech or in some article at some point in the past. So they don't want you to ignore all those books that I just told you about. They want to ignore all of his public lectures, all of his great journalism. He by the way, he used to be an employee of the State Department, so you could call him a whistleblower in that sense. Okay, a chronicle of American history. He is an American historian. He is a great patriot because he wanted America to live up to a higher standard in the world. He wanted it to walk the walk and not just talk the talk about democracy and American values. That's what he dedicated his life and his career to. And the New York Times smears him this week. And you have to think, what kind of small people work at the New York Times? What kind of cretinous editors? What sort of a culture is that at this mainstream media outlet that they would do something to somebody like that after they're not around to defend themselves? I find that so contemptible. And it says volumes about the New York Times as an institution and how toxic this organization is. And after seeing that, it shouldn't surprise anybody that they're printing fake Russian stories today and yesterday and the week before. This is what you're dealing with. I'm not going to say it's an evil organization because that would be a cliche. You can make up your own mind on that. But the proof's in the pudding here. Anyway, that's the last laugh is on the New York Times, because the fact they did that showed you that William Blum is somebody worth reading. That's a career worth following. That is somebody that if you're a young journalist or an author, you'd want to emulate this man's career. Because look, he pissed off the establishment so bad they had to take one last pot shot at him after he had died. That's fantastic. That means he was effective. William Blum was very effective. And shame on the New York Times. What fools. And fair.org wrote a nice little piece about this and told off the New York Times on this. But they said that this kind of headline by the New York Times would be the equivalent. Say, why wouldn't they have written on the death of Zbigniew Brzezinski? Why wasn't the headline, should have been, if they're going to be consistent, should have been, Brzezinski, the official who boasted of promoting Al-Qaeda, dies at the age of 89. They didn't write that about Brzezinski, but they went after Blum. So you see the canonization of the war criminals, the John McCain's of the world, the George H.W. Bush's of the world, the beatification of some of the worst. I mean, wait till Henry Kissinger dies. He's going to get a state funeral like you've never seen before. And part of it is because America doesn't have a royal family, so we have to substitute. We have to create royal figures to kind of, you know, worship and, you know, have big state funerals. It makes America feel good about itself because it hasn't launched a new war in a while. So this is a bit of a crisis. America's having an existential crisis. Hasn't launched a new war. So all that's got left are dying dinosaurs and dogs of war like John McCain to sort of, you know, prop them up into these kind of demigod type, you know, just completely rehabilitate all their war crimes. Gosh, anyway. But that William Blum's career was just outstanding. He had a great, great contribution and influenced and inspired many people. And he'll continue to do so. His work will stand the test of time, no doubt. And there'll be many William Blums following in his footsteps.